February is National Black History Month, and it's a time when the National Society of Black Engineers comes into focus at the School of Mines and Technology. Two of that group's student representatives say that race relations have changed over the years, but not nearly enough. And they say South Dakota's overwhelmingly white population makes it a lonely place for them to live. Nada Jones says she had originally planned to become a historian and teach history, but she realized teaching would not provide the income she needs for the life she wants. And so now she's studying applied biological sciences and plans to do research in nanotechnology and delivery systems to the body. Jones says the fields of science, technology, engineering, and math are looking for minorities, but biases stand in the way.
You have racism, you have sexism, you have those microaggressions of whether or not they believe I can make it at the same rate that they can. And even now, I do have those challenges with some of my professors.
Jones says she's not going to be daunted.
I get very competitive, so whenever that happens, I have to prove them wrong and rise to the challenge way above what they're expecting.
Before attending the School of Mines, Jones went to schools in Sioux Falls, where she says even as a kindergartner, she was called the N-word.
Going all the way up through high school, it was just like, why? Like, do you even understand like what you're saying, what you're doing?
So I graduated in Hill City, and there was only me as a black person.
Chris Bloomer is president of the School of Mines chapter of the National Society of Black Engineers. He says his father is black, but he was traveling while the family stayed in Hill City.
Even my mom's white, so our community had no black people.
Bloomer says in high school he experienced several racial incidents, and his older brother encountered even more. Bloomer is studying computer science with an emphasis in software engineering. He says he doesn't plan to stay in South Dakota after graduation, and Nada Jones says she plans to move on also. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks in Rapid City.